met ze maar, mama neem me maar daar. Figgi mia kutterare, mamma ne pensaccia tu. Se te non ne abiscia olo, i te va, i te viene sempre a calare dal manedene. Se ci picchia vande se è baccalare, figgi mia.
Hi there, this is Carol Salenti, and it's Trends This Week. Wow. Every week I say, wow, what a week. What a week. So, here's the hypocrisy going on right now. Do a Google search, count the numbers. Put in Charlottesville. See how many you get. Within the last, you know, since it happened until yesterday. What today? And then put in Afghan War. Same period of time from when Charlottesville began to now. Look what happened the other night when Trump announced we're going to be in Afghanistan, folks, forever, basically. Where are all you protesters? What do you got, lockjaw? In the Donald Trump era, there is a lot we must collectively resist. Trump's disgusting defense of neo-Nazis threatens the safety of our communities and his policies. Yeah, all right, wait a minute. Who's this from? EPI. Look, I'm no Trump fan. He's not defending neo-Nazis. And his neo-Nazi groups are tiny. But they're using this, the media is using it, so our minds are off the bigger issues. Where are all these people protesting war? There are a bunch of damn hypocrites. Hey, where are all you women with those pink pussy hats that you wore? They just announced that we're staying in war. 16 years and moving forward, killing millions, spending trillions. Hypocrites. You're all a bunch of hypocrites. Because you don't have the courage to stand up to what? The generals? Maybe you like the military. You're a bunch of hypocrites. All this Charlottesville and their silence. Silence. On the continuing massacre by we the people of the United States of innocent people. Oh yeah, Charlottesville was in the news again yesterday, folks. U.S. airstrike kills at least 100 Syrian civilians in 48 hours. Yeah, including only 25 children. But they are Syrians. They don't count. Oh, there was a death in Charlottesville by a madman. Of course, terrible that it happened. But slaughter 100 innocent people, and this goes on all the time. Hey, that's okay, man. Take it easy. The military, what a joke. All their process is to bomb these little cities into oblivion. That's our strategy. Trump, what a disgusting human being. What he just did with Iraq, with Afghanistan. A liar. Google him up. Go back to 2012. Listen to Trump.
Afghanistan, it's a total and complete disaster. Man loses his mind and goes on a killing spree, and the whole world hates us for it. We should rebuild our country. Wasted millions and millions of dollars and thousands of lives. We need leaders to know what they're doing. We shouldn't be in Afghanistan, he goes on to say. And that was then. But him, just like every other little slimy human being that wants to run for office, whether it's in a city, town, state, or government near you, around the world, they'll lie their way into office. Oh, yeah, but look what he said about the neo-Nazis. Oh, yeah, what he said about the neo-Nazis. Yeah, stop, for God's sakes. And it's not a racist nation. We elected a black president on the highest hopes of change you could believe in than anybody could have ever imagined. And another arrogant fraud. If we were a racist nation, we wouldn't have a black president. Capisce? Are there racists in the nation? Of course there are. Are there crazy people out there? Hey, take a look at your family. Your friends, neighborhoods, crazy people everywhere that are racist and stupid. But not as a nation, and they're making us into that. 100 Syrian civilians killed in the last 2 days by the Americans. You read Trump's words. It basically declared an open-ended war on Afghanistan. And you know, this is important to me. If you want to tune out, tune out. Because I put my money where my mouth is. I launched OccupyPeace.us. And it cost a lot to do it. Gary Null was there to kick it off, along with Ralph Nader, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Cindy Sheehan, and Robert Thurman. So I'm disgusted at what's going on with this. And hardly anything from the media about this. Here, these were the headline stories on the news sites of the Cartoon News Network with their arrogant little people. Seven things Trump shouldn't talk about tonight. He was going to go to Arizona. Analysis. If the president truly wants to maintain, he'll ask these topics. Because Monday's speech, he'll skip these topics. President expected to bring the heat to Phoenix. Phoenix mayor, Trump rally is inappropriate. Opinion. Trump, cancel your Phoenix rally. Arizona congressman, Trump is a racist and an abject liar. Trump's first primetime address was not a hit with viewers. Sanctions for Chinese and Russians over North Korea nukes. Trump team halts coal mining health study. Chelsea Clinton defends Barron Trump. Mnuchin's wife apologizes for highly insensitive posts. Woman mocked on Instagram responds. Missouri execution blocked on DNA doubts. Critic of Russian censorship arrested. Powerball jackpot hits $700 million. Man who rigged lottery gets 25 years. Trump voter calls him world's biggest troll. Charlottesville council votes to drape Confederate statues in black. And Breitbart slams Trump for Afghan plan. There we go. There's one. Breitbart slams.
How about CNN slamming? You little clowns love war, don't you? You never slam a war. You know why? Because there's not a man among you. That's why. Or a woman. Gotta call it even. Gotta call a spade a spade. Breitbart slams it, but not CNN. No. You guys love it, don't you, huh? Yeah, because you're the little lowlifes that sold it to us.
Seven things Trump shouldn't talk about tonight. That was the headline. Nothing about the outrage of keeping the longest war in America going with no end in sight. Little cowards, prostitutes, whores that get paid to put out. By their corporate johns and Washington whoremasters. Look it up. Do the review. You'll see nothing. Nothing of any significance. This was the lead up to it. Mattis, President Trump has settled on a new Afghan strategy. This is Mad Dog Mattis. The government's been taken over. It's run by the generals and Goldman Sachs, two G's, both gangs. Mad Dog Mattis, you know how he got that name? When he destroyed Fallujah in Iraq, after a couple of mercenaries there were killed. The president has made a decision. This is Sunday before he announces it. I am very comfortable that the strategic process was sufficiently rigorous. What strategic process? Who are you talking to? Rigorous? You're losers. You're a bunch of losers. Strategic process. Oh, like the one you had in Iraq. No, I know, the one you did in Syria. Hey, how about Vietnam? One after another. Trump will return to his golf course in New Jersey later that day, posted Saturday on Twitter, quote, important days spent at Camp David with our very talented generals. Very talented generals and military leaders. Isn't that great? Just what I need is a military leader. Glad I'm in the United States and not one of them in them countries like Egypt or Thailand that have been taken over by the military. I'm glad I got a democracy. Democracy. D-U-H. Yep. Bannon was right, and I said it last week, when they threw him out, that was the end of the populist movement, any hopes of it. Gone and forgotten. Adios. The end. Finito. Kelly, McMaster,
Mattis, generals, chief of staff, Defense Department, NSA. Mnuchin, Cohen from Goldman Sachs, money men, drain the swamp. It's a swamp, all right. Excuse me. It's a swamp. Bannon, key voice of populist right, exits White House. Bannon frequently clashed with other aides as they fought over trade, the war in Afghanistan, and taxes. Got rid of him. Fought. He also said that the war in, there's not going to be any fighting in North Korea. He said if they did, North Korea would just kill about 10 million people in South Korea before we could do anything. He was 100% right. Trump ups ante in Afghan fight. The additional U.S. forces will be used to fortify a train, advise, and assist mission that has thus far produced an Afghan force that continues to improve but isn't yet considered viable, officials have said. Official, you know what? What viable? What improved? Propagandists. In Wall Street Journal, repeating what they're fed. Whores. You're a bunch of prostitute whores. Well, I'm being redundant. Prostitute is a whore. Getting paid to put out. Anybody with a half a brain that's been following this knows how worthless the Afghan military is. Worthless. All documented. Oh, and they're going to get Pakistan involved. Yeah, that'll help a lot. Where's all the outrage? Silence. Silence from the media and silence from all these hypocritical groups out there. And all that stuff with racial politics and identity politics. And Obama, go back to his speeches. Folks, we're going to be out of Afghanistan. Yep. Sixteen years of unbroken war, the longest in American history. Continuing. And Trump said he's going to give the military, quote, the necessary tools and rules of engagement. To defeat any resistance. And any restrictions on operations, quote, that prevented the Secretary of Defense and commanders in the field from fully and swiftly waging battle against the enemy will be lifted. Huh.
You know, we could have won in Vietnam. if we could have killed more people and they didn't hold us back.
The same stupid crap. What resistance? The Taliban? You mean the ruling government that the other war criminal George Bush started a war against? Because they were holding a man there by the name of Osama bin Laden. And if your beard isn't long enough, you'd be in trouble over there. I'm not making that up. He actually said something like that. I wrote about it in the Trends Journal. I broke down his speech 9 days after 9/11. I said only a man bed would speak these words, and only people dumbstruck with terror would believe them, and believe they did. Trump also said that many billions of dollars more is being spent on our military. And this includes vast amounts being spent on our nuclear arsenal and missile defense. Isn't that great? Hey, how are them subways running over there in New York, huh? Great, huh? They're terrific. Love them traffic jams, too. Yep, enough potholes in the road to take out any front end at any time. But many billions of dollars more is being spent on our military. And this includes vast amounts spent on our nuclear arsenal and missile defense. Wasted billions, wasted trillions. Hey, how about all those? Hey, he talks about our brilliant military. Hey, you little clowns in the Navy. How many ships did you almost sink on your own in the last 2 months, Junior? It's a joke. It's a disgrace. It's America, the country of the courageless. Except, of course, on PRN, where you have people speak out in truth. In facts, not in fiction or fantasies of what they want, what they wish for, what they hope, but what is. Think about it. Trump did what Obama did. And neither of them got, because again, they're prostitutes. Media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate johns and Washington whoremasters. They both spoke in front of military. That's right. When Obama launched the Libyan war, before he jumped on a plane with him, his wife, his kids, and his mother-in-law on a trip to Rio, who did he speak to? Yep, the military folks over there outside of Washington, D.C., announcing that we were going there to protect the people of Libya, blah, 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 blah. That arrogant. Well, Trump did the same. He didn't speak to we the people. No, not at all. His audience were a bunch of soldiers dressed up in battle fatigues. Yep, military drag. What are you dressed up like that for? You're not going to battle. You're sitting in an audience. Little costume. Military fatigues, little people that are subject to military discipline, to follow orders. And that's what you have right now. People following orders. And that's what happened to Trump. Trump is back in military school, being run by generals. He needed that military discipline. Now they put him back in place. No congressional oversight or approval. Nothing about how long the troops are going to be there.
Oh, we can't tell you how many troops. We ain't going to tell the enemy. It's a military takeover. This is even worse than Eisenhower ever thought about. The military-industrial corporate complex is taking over. Look what happened yesterday to stock markets. You know why the markets went up? After Trump announced more war in Afghanistan, them defense stocks and also the missile defense systems, Boeing skyrocketed up almost 2%. The Democrats. You don't hear any of them complaining. Where's little Chucky Schumer? Oh, you probably like this, don't you, little Chucky Schumer? Oh, Nancy, out of your mind, Pelosi? Where are you, Dianne Not-So-Feinstein? Where are all you little cowardly Democratic clowns? Democratic Party, liberal progressive, they're gone. Calling them liberal progressives is like calling a whore a virgin. We got a call, Bruce from Tennessee. Hello there, Bruce.
Hey, Gerald. How are you doing today? You know, I have to compliment you on your, your tirades and your rantings and hoisting those people who lead us on their own petards. But, you know, there are two overarching voids that I find in the news, no matter where I go. And the first void is, American imperialism. You know, we're in Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Pakistan, Somalia, Yemen, and Nigeria, Cameroon, Niger, Chad. We never hear the word American imperialism. And the other void is that, you know, we talk about the President of the United States. So from my way of thinking and looking at the picture from the myriad of presidents we've had since, God, I don't know how many administrations backward now, but they are just a puppet of the industrial complex that Eisenhower said in his farewell speech in 1961. So those are the comments. And, on your trends of the news, I wish you wouldn't mention about American imperialism and, a puppet president.
Oh, I do mention it. I talk about it all the time, about how the United States, they're condemning North Korea. What, North Korea has not been in any wars. How's in the United States, about 50 of them? So I don't use the word imperialism, but I will use that. But I always do that about, the United States aggression. By the way, you mentioned a lot of them, a couple of more to consider. How about Mali and Sudan?
Well, yes. And why are we going after Boko Haram? They haven't done anything to us. That's not our business.
And again, it's the military-industrial complex. We got mad men in charge.
Absolutely. You know, and I appreciate you calling these people to task. I wish I would see it in mainstream media, but I don't.
Well, that's why they took me off. I used to be on everybody. I used to be on the Today Show four times a year. I used to be on every one of them used to have me on for my top trends for the new year. I go from the Today Show to ABC, Good Morning America, to CBS, in that order. And I used to be on Oprah. I'd be on CNN four, five times a month. They don't have me on anymore because I speak what they don't want to hear because I can't be paid off. I'm not a prostitute.
Thank you for that.
You know, one of my sayings, of course, is think for yourself. But in saying that, for me, hell is taking that last breath and knowing you weren't the person you said you were or could have been.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, the overarching question that I have that nags me day in and day out is, how can we get out of this quagmire? Where can we get back to representative government, or better yet, direct government? And I just don't see that happening in the near or distant future.
I agree with you. I don't see it either. I agree, by the way, direct government, direct democracy. Let the people vote. You want to go back to Afghanistan? Let the people vote. I don't need a little clown like Trump, a little coward of a boy. He didn't go to Vietnam. I had a bone spur. Which ankle? I forgot. You know, I didn't go to Vietnam. I had a bone spur, too. I tried to beat the draft with it. They took me. But I kept beating it. I kept making up things and trying to get out of it. I went for 8 physicals. And it wasn't, I got to be honest with you. I wasn't smart enough. I'm a kid. I wasn't smart enough to be against the war. Man, I love those jet planes and all that stuff. You know, I thought it was neat. I just couldn't imagine me in a foreign country. I'm looking at these pictures of people walking, you know, in these swamps, these rice paddies with water up to their waist, all this weight on their back and holding their gun over their head and getting shot at. That's the only reason I didn't go to Vietnam. I didn't want to go get killed. But I admit it, unlike these little cowards, Trump is still in military school. You got it? That's why that's all he is. He's back in military school. He has the military discipline there telling him what to do. He's been bowing down and saluting to these guys since he's been a little boy. Because that's the people that went to military school. 2 types. One that dug it, and the other ones like him, that was so out of their minds. Your parents, I'm the same age, they used to threaten me all the time. I had enough of this. You're going to military school. And I'll be good, all right, because I changed for a couple of weeks at a time. You know, Trump was so out of his mind, so narcissistic, so uncontrollable, off he went.
Yeah. Well, I wish we would get out from under the dictates of the industrial complex. And I just
Well, Bruce, it's the people. The people have lost their courage. All these people that are crying and moaning and screaming about identity politics have lockjaw about war. They avoid the bigger issues. And the other issues, of course, what this is doing, Bruce, it's taking the minds of the people with the identity politics, et cetera, away from the other issues. Oh, what is it, 20 people in the United States got more dough than half the country? Oh, yeah, you can't get rid of your college debt? That you got a job and a degree in worthlessness?
You
can't afford to buy a home? And the rent that you're paying in the apartment is almost enough to buy a home? You mean that the criminals on Wall Street, they paid $150 billion in fines and not one of them went to jail? So what this does is it takes the people away from the major issues, and that's what's happened.
Yes, indeed. And diversification. Divide and conquer.
You got it.
Well,
so thanks a lot, Bruce.
And listen, keep up the fight. Will you, for those of us who aren't not as vociferous as you are and have the ability to spread the word? So please keep up the fight, Terry.
Well, thank you. I will. And anybody to help us keep up the fight, consider subscribing to the Trends Journal. And Bruce mentioned Trends in the News. We do Trends in the News broadcasts each weekday night. The only place we are going to hear history before it happens. And we also have a Trends Monthly. Trend Alerts. So, subscribe to the Trends Journal. Our website is trendsresearch.com. Trendsresearch.com. And for those of you that can't afford the full price, which is only $99 a year, the hard copy, by the way, is $185. And I'll tell you, there's nothing like it. It's a magazine that doesn't exist anywhere in the world. 50 pages, full color, no advertisements, not a one. And it'll be the only place where you can read history before it happens. But anyway, we'll give discounts to people that, you know, we know people are having a difficult time. So there's a discount request page. So as Bruce said, if you want us to keep spreading the word and doing something to affect positive change, you know, like I said, I talk about peace, but I put my money where my mouth is.
I launched OccupyPeace.us. So if you want to help that as well, go to OccupyPeace.us and also Trends Journal, TrendsResearch.com, TrendsResearch.com, or call 845-331-3500. 845-331-3500. And we got John from Jersey. What is
it? Jerry, keep ripping them a new one, okay? Keep doing it. I have to say that whenever anyone talks to me about Vietnam, I tell them that the smartest thing I ever did was avoid going to Vietnam. I was in a business where I used to get paid for making up bullshit, so I could recognize it even at the young age of 21. And I managed to get into the National Guard to avoid going to that because, let's face it, I knew it, that war was unnecessary for us to be involved in, and it was escalated because this is what we do. War is our business, and, that's the only business we have left, you know. We can't outsource making bombs and making weapons. We have to do that ourselves. It's the only thing that we have. There was something else. The other thing I find very disturbing is that there were a lot of people that I used to have respect for who I can't respect anymore because of political thinking. It's just, I don't know, was the head buried in the sand so far or up you know where so far that they just can't see the big picture? They just can't see who the bad guys are anymore. It's a frightening situation. And, I just wanted to call up and let you know that you're a light, you know. So yeah, keep burning, okay?
Thank you.
You have a good day, man.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks. You know, the other thing that by not going to the Vietnam War, I barely got out of high school. I got left back in the fifth grade. You needed a 70 average to get out of high school in New York, and I got a 70 average, and they got me out of there just to get me out. And I go to my father, may his soul rest in peace, and the Vietnam War is going on, and I'm prime draft meat. He says, "Pop, what should I do?" He looked at me and said, "I taught you enough. He said, you figure it out." And I ended up going to a school in Charleston, West Virginia. Imagine a greaser. I grew up in the Bronx and Yonkers in Charleston, West Virginia in 1965. And it was the only school I could get into. I'm making the point because I would have never gone to college. And then I went to graduate school. Because the war kept going on. And had it not been for the Vietnam War, I would have never gone. I swear to you, my dream at a high school was to open up a delicatessen in the Park Chester section of the Bronx. That was it. And who knows, maybe it would have been great. Because boy, I love to cook, I love Italian food. We don't have a good delicatessen up in Kingston. The only good one is down in Poughkeepsie, a place called Rossi's. And it's great. Rossi's is as good as the best in the city. But anyway, going back to the wars, it's and I want to really concentrate on that, and I am somewhat today, is that the people don't care about the Afghan population that has been destroyed, the colossal toll it has taken. The ferocity of the U.S. military operations. What did Trump drop? The mother of all bombs there? And when they say about the progress of the, again, the prostitutes write this stuff. In the past month, five district capitals have fallen to the Taliban. They now control 48 of the 407 districts. The government-controlled districts number barely 100.
less than one quarter of the total, while the remainder are contested. Yep. Boy, America loves war. Salute the troops. Yep. Very, very, very sad that this is going on like this. And again, without any condemnation from the mainstream media, instead, outright support. And how about those illegal drone strikes, huh? Keep on going. And the Democrats, there's no Democratic Party. Doesn't exist. Does not exist. The New York Times, boy, oh boy, they love the war. Yep. They were happy that Bannon got out. And they were happy that generals are now in control because they'll keep Trump in control. Those are their words. Not exactly, but that's the message. Yep. Disgusting. And that's what this country's become. So sad to see it. Again, you know, only speaking for myself, you know, I'm proud to be an American in the one sense that it gave me the freedom to be who I am. And if I was born in Italy, I would have never had that freedom. Again, you know, Napolitano, born in the Bronx, you know, you get a lot of a lot of freedom. And so that's what I love this country for, and what the Constitution and Declaration of Independence stands for. Not the murders, genocide of the American Indians, and the greatest tragedies in history. Not proud of that, of course. Disgusted with it. And slavery. But there were other things as well. It was the land of opportunity. And we're going to take a break now. Getting some static. So we'll be back in 5. See you then.
This is Karen Hartglass, host of It's All About Food, and you're listening to PRN, your source for progressive, up-to-date, and inspirational information on nutrition and health.
Are you interested in growing a greener future? Do you enjoy healthy, nutritious food? Would you like to learn how to grow your own organic oasis in an easy and efficient way? I'm Jackie Marie Beyer, the humble host of the Organic Gardener podcast, where I talk with amazing guests who are all using sustainable, earth-friendly practices. I interview backyard gardeners, market farmers, and people who have green businesses related to food. I'd love it if you'd join us on the Progressive Radio Network, coming on Monday evenings at 7 p.m.
Keep listening to PRN. Listening to PRN. Listening to PRN. The Progressive Radio Network. The Progressive Radio Network. Progressive Radio Network.
Do you want to know the latest news or upcoming events? Follow us at Twitter at PRN_radio or click the Twitter icon on our homepage. You can also friend us on Facebook. Just search Progressive Radio Network. Always new and up to date. The Progressive Radio Network, your home for thoughtful and informative information.
this is Cordelia Gaffar. I'm the founder of Workout Around My Day and the Stressless Mom of Six. I have started the new Replenish Me radio show to help moms to have strategies to get through their day and to renew themselves throughout the day with little small self-care tips. And I'll be having interviews with self-love coaches, wellness coaches, just to help you. So join me Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and replenish you.
This is the Progressive Radio Network, information for the independent mind.
Okay, we're back. Hey, we're back. Yeah, we had a little technical difficulties there, but here we are. You know, I was talking about what the New York Times was saying, how they're supporting the military takeover of the United States of America. I'm not making this up. These slimers are the ones who keep selling us wars. So if you read Sunday's New York Times in their editorial, here's what they said, quote, Americans accustomed constitutionally and politically to civilian leadership now find themselves relying on three current and former generals. A custom? John Kelly, the new White House Chief of Staff, H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor, and Jim Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, to stop Mr. Trump from going completely off the rails. Oh, yes. Like military school, the generals are there to put the little narcissistic boy back in order. That's why his parents send him there. Then the New York slime, the toilet paper record, goes on. Experienced and educated, well-versed in the terrible costs of global confrontation, and driven by an impulse toward public service that Mr. Trump doesn't possess, these three, it is hope, can counter his worst instincts. These three. Oh, yeah, the three wise men. Educated? What educated? Try brainwashed. Try these guys that go to military schools. How about educated? Yeah, we're all stupid. We're not educated. Only if you is military, you is educated, because that's what we're shoving down your throat. That's the crap that we pump out of the New York Times. They're educated. Everybody else is morons. Only the generals, they is educated. What a bunch of garbage. Where's the outrage? Oh, and they're experienced. Oh, experienced in what? You little lowlives of the times? Experienced in endless wars and constant murder? Is that the experience you're talking about? It is hope that these three can counter his worst instincts. As I said, Eisenhower would be turning in his grave. He warned us about the military-industrial complex. And boy, do we got it. In spades. They have no conception of what's going on now. Because it's not the military industrial anymore. It's the military intelligence industrial, corporate, multinational complex. As Bruce said, direct democracy, or he may not have said it, but I think he referenced it in a direct type of democracy, and I agree. Let the people vote. We should vote whether or not to go into Afghanistan or stay there. What do I got, a bunch of losers telling me what we should do? What qualifies Trump to make this decision? As much as Obama or Bush or Clinton's or any of the mass murderers. Blood on their hands? One den in Charlottesville? How many millions have they killed collectively? Yep. Listen to Trump, to Dwight D. Eisenhower's 1991 farewell address warning us of the dangers to democracy. And now we have it. And the New York Times, the toilet paper record, applauds it. Terrible what's going on. I want to go back as we wrapping this up. I want to talk a little bit about the markets. Trump is now under control. With Trump under control, you're going to start seeing some of his economic policies put into place that are going to enrich the corporate world, particularly the tax breaks he's going to give them. Because remember, you got the Goldman Sachs gang and generals running the show. It's going to be positive for the equity markets. Negative for gold. But gold is staying in its range between 1,200 and 1,300, now getting closer to 13. So it's still, as we see it, it's a safe haven asset and will continue to be so under this administration. The other important aspect to understand with this as well is interest rates are going to go up. But even if they raise them a quarter of a point, when adjusted for inflation, it means nothing. They're still down. They're still low. The war against the savers continues. So what I'm saying is there will be a market correction, but not a market crash at this point. And again, Trump is the wildest of wild cards, the Trump card. But unless that's played, we don't see a crash. So with Trump back in check, back in military school, that's what the White House has become. The New York State Military Academy moved to D.C. And with the Goldman Sachs gang in there and Bannon out, again, hate Bannon, like Bannon, not the issue. He was a populist in a number of aspects that were positive, not all of them. By no means. I was not a Bannon fan, but I'm an America firster. So pay attention to what's going on because all things are connected in the global economic system that we look at. So now you're seeing stabilization in the markets when we were losing it before. And it's being reflected in the global markets as well. They're flat. When Trump got in trouble last week, the markets went down 3-month low. But again, he's back in military school now. He's under control. And it's the military, industrial, corporate complex in charge. And it's about the bottom line. Their bottom line. Which is just immorality and indignity. So
look at it closely, because we're in a territory we've never seen before. Wars are heating up. The sanctions they're putting on against Iran and Russia, they're going to have an impact. So you can see where all this is going. The military's in charge. This is Gerald Celente, and that's Trends This Week on PRN. Thank you. C'è la luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia.